Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Day the Rabbi Resigned, the final book in the Rabbi Small series by Harry Kemmelman, narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 1992 by Harry Kemmelman. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books. Although his years at Barnard's Crossing have never been dull, Rabbi Small is thinking of leaving his clerical duties in order to teach. But then he is enlisted one last time by Police Chief Hugh Lanigan, his partner in crime-solving, to set his scholar's mind to a drunk driving accident that looks suspiciously like murder. And now, The Day the Rabbi Resigned.
Chapter 1. The evening at the Bergsons had been pleasant, even gay at times. But as Rabbi David Small, both hands clutching the wheel, drove the short distance home, he was aware that his wife Miriam was annoyed with him. It wasn't that she didn't speak. She was always careful not to distract him with casual conversation when he was driving. But he could detect it in the set of her chin and in the way she sat upright, her back barely touching the back of the seat. As always, when he reached their house, he let her out and then drove into the driveway to park the car in the garage. Normally, she would wait for him to rejoin her, and they would walk up the steps together and he would unlock and open the door. But tonight, when he let her out at the curb, she used her own key and entered the house alone. "Something bothering you?" he asked when he came in a couple of minutes later. Although of average height, he looked shorter because of the scholarly stoop of a man who had spent his life...